Take one. Action.
Good parks. The Black Wall Street, even though it was burned down by white
people. Bye-bye, people.
But, you know, but that was still something that we created and can create again.
Again.
And I think it is in the process of being created again somewhere.
Don't tell them.
Well, erase what I just said out of your brain.
Oh, no worries. The government will.
He gonna get a call in like 2.5 seconds. But I feel like we should start in the schools. Like, mm-hmm. Don't give people a day off because they've already been celebrating a day already. You know, like, give me the backstory, the history, the importance. Like, give me positivity as well as being a person of color, mm-hmm. in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some heartaches and some, yes, this was signed because of a battle tactic, not because we actually, they actually wanted us to be free, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. It's just like, be real with these kids, because once they get past pre-K to high school, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to make their own decisions anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's like, inform them correctly now so they'll have a better, they'll be able to judge things better when they get out into the world and see what's actually happening out here.
It's a very true statement. Now, my thoughts are as follows. Oh, God. I'm going to just lead. I'm going to start with this and then I'm going to, you know, end with something. So I was at work and we got an email that's pretty much said President Biden signed into law, you know, June 10th of the national blah blah blah, 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 bullshit, blah blah. All right. Happy email. Woohoo. And the way that we're gonna react to this situation is, you know, you get one extra personal day this year starting on this day. You know, and then next year we will be closed for, you know, an observance of Juneteenth. Cool. I then had one of my lighter persuasion colleagues ask me, what is Juneteenth? I just act like I didn't hear at first. Sure did. But she asked again. I said, okay, she clearly didn't get a message. I said, okay. Well, let me tell you. So, I said, you really don't know? I said, she's like, no, what is that? Why are we getting, okay, don't look like that. I said, okay. So I proceeded to, you know, educate my sister. Y'all remember a couple episodes, maybe in our first season, when I said, I asked the question, is it our job to educate people? Somewhere along the lines of, it is our job to educate, you know, white people about their own unconscious biases or things, you know, something along those lines. And so Brother Love was adamant that it was not. In those instances, I think that it is. Like, I think that we should give them, you know, give them the opportunity to, you know, understand what, because she's white. She doesn't, she's always been. She's white.
She's a sister.
She's a sister. So in those instances, it is our. I feel like it was called for me to do my due diligence, and therefore I told her. The thing is, the response was one of, no, it wasn't bad. It was one of mild interest. I gave her the comparison of, you know how July the 4th is Independence Day? I said, black people were still enslaved on that day. I said, your nation is celebrating July the 4th, which we have gotten off since you can remember. And then therefore I proceeded to explain to her. I said, so Juneteenth is the day, June 19th is the day in which people that look like me were actually free, metaphorically, because you know, in this world that we live in, when people that look like you are still able to walk freely on the streets and not be gunned down with the people that look like me. Now, mind y'all, this is 8 o'clock in the fucking freaking morning and my brain ain't even up yet. I said, but people that look like you are able to walk out here on these streets and be free and not worry about a police officer gunning them down. But people that look like me have to be scared when a freaking cop pulls them over as to whether or not this is the last time they, this morning was the last time they will ever see their families. I said, so the celebration of which, you know, that represents is all of the signing into literal law that people that look like me are able to be free. And she said, oh, I didn't know that. I said, you wouldn't, because you look like you. And then about 6 or 7 minutes later, she says, they couldn't come up with a better name for it. And you know what? At first, I almost got offended. But then I thought about it. I was like, she's right. She said her reasoning was, could it not have been something that would make it more memorable? I said, your wording was wrong, but your intention was correct. I said, because it will always be memorable to people that look like me. I said, that's a good point. I said, because we have Independence Day, which we know is the independence of a white nation. We have Memorial Day, which we use to memorialize veterans that, you know, that those that pass away. We have Veterans Day, which literally is signifying those people who people seem to misunderstand. Memorial Day is for those who have died who served the country. Veterans Day is for those who are alive and served the country. Just so y'all know the difference.
And wait 5 hours in line at Cheddar's.
And we have Martin Luther King Day, which we all know what that is.
Which is on the wrong month.
It most definitely is. But, you know, neither here nor there. It's January 21st. Isn't it?
Yeah.
February. Black History Month is February. But anywho. But yes.
I think it was in honor of his birthday.
So.
Which is still the wrong day.
Which is still the wrong day. But, you know. Because
I think his birthday is the 15th.
I think so.
See, so that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother thing. Yeah. but, so, she made a good point. So, I retracted my affinities. I won't even call them affinities because that's the wrong place to paste that word. So, I've retracted my offensive and I thought about it. I was like, yes, that's a good point. Now, I shared that story to say, Juneteenth being made a national holiday is like white people throwing us a bone. The reason for that is because I made a note. We need to be, like, there are things such as talking about race in schools, stopping police violence, and reparations. Like, it's almost like we were at the bottom of the stairs, like, there was a stair step and they skipped over all of that to go to let's make Juneteenth a national holiday. As Soul Brother Love previously stated, those that celebrated it before this. So it's like, how about President Biden, you make an effort to talk about race in schools. Stop your white brothers from killing people that look like me. Make amends to, you know, all of the people that your white brothers have already killed. Instead of saying, we're going to throw them a bone and give them this little one day off of work. And like So Brother Love said, white people are the people who are going to benefit from this because we've already been celebrating it. It's just on a recognized scale now. But even though we now have this one extra day off work, I guarantee you, we still gonna get the gun down in the streets. Ain't nobody gonna be talking about race in schools. Ain't nobody gonna get Trayvon Martin's family probably still ain't got reparations from George Zimmerman's bullshit stuff. So it's like, this is, I feel like you skipped a plethora of steps just to say, we're going to give them this and they'll be all right. Because you want to look like you're doing something, when in actuality, all you did was sign your name on a piece of paper. Because the thing is, we don't need to be grateful for this day, because this day has already been this day for us. Well, people that look like us. This day has already been this day. We already know the history of this day. All you did was put it on a calendar. That's great. But it's like, how you missed about 75 million steps leading up to that. Martin Luther King Day was in honor of his legacy, the work that he did to be able to be the person that he was. Juneteenth's legacy is just that. It's its legacy that lets us know that we as Black people were actually free on this day. Giving us the day officially means absolutely nothing when all you did was take a blanket and throw it over police brutality, racial injustice, not talking about race in schools, allowing white people to continue to be the disgusting pigs that some of them are. Notice I said some of them, so I don't want y'all coming for me with your bullshit, because not all white people are bad, just like not all Black people are bad. There are some sickening Black people too. I actually witnessed one and had to tell him, I guarantee you your mother would not be proud of you, because you are disgusting. I actually had to tell him that when he came through my line. I'll tell y'all that story off air. But yes, I had to tell. Anywho, but yes, I feel like it's just throwing a blanket over the situation and then putting a star on it.
I feel like,
I know. That is definitely true. Mm-hmm. It goes on. But I feel like it still gives a little bit more
progress forward.
I want to say, you say progress forward, because I say you agree with it. Like, well, progress could be something else. Mm-hmm. But I will say it brings a lot more awareness.
Oh, most definitely.
Because I think, even with, if I ask any of my Tar Heels.
Y'all will find out why that joke is funny. Very later date. much later. Keep stay with us for about 3 years. You'll find out why that joke is funny.
If I ask any of my Tar Heels about what days they have off, they'll say, you know, MLK Day, or they'll mm-hmm. say, but, and again, I could be wrong, but I have a pretty good assessment of my Tar Heels to know that they probably don't have a clue what Juneteenth is.
Exactly.
And it's probably because their parents about my age or a couple years younger. Mm-hmm. And
most definitely.
You know, much like oral history, some of it's not getting passed down. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in some small increment, now it's a question that kids can ask. Hey, So hopefully it does bring, it keeps
the conversation happening.
Conversation happening.
Yeah.
And that happens to rely on our ancestors, our older people that can't quite remember how to talk to people. from having to bear the entire burden. Right. But it gives us a little bit of
leverage
to have at least the younger generation ask. Because, I mean, typically they tend to ask questions anyway, like, why are we off today? They only have a question what days are off, but when it's a new day, like, why are we off this mm-hmm. day? Like, and then that gives the conversational topic piece of, okay, well, this is what happened
For this reason, yeah.
For this reason.
And, I mean, to be honest, it will go in the history books as, you know, a day in history. And that's great. I just feel like a lot of the times it can be a jaded reason. Like, we can say, like, it can be a jaded reason. Like, we can sometimes forget that we still have other struggles. And it's almost making Juneteenth, like, making that a holiday is a good thing to a certain degree. But you make it feel like I feel like it's the government just throwing us a bone. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, make sure you check out my blog to stay inspired, and we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.